It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Big man just hit us up on the chat, YouTube Live, Twitch, 560 WQAM, the Odyssey app. Said, please, 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 Vlad and Dan, tell me you're going to be on tomorrow before the Dolphins pregame. Well, I am here to tell you, Vlad finished my sentence. The answer is...
yes.
Yes, sir. Noon to four. We will be on tomorrow with more craziness and fun getting you ready for Dolphins, Eagles. Kickoff is at 8:20. We're going to have game day uncensored with our dudes, Omar Kelly. He's been texting me all week. I love hearing from Omar. Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana. Interesting enough.
I love when guys send wrong texts to the wrong group chat.
Oh, yeah, that happened too with Omar. Oh, sorry, Dan. But then he sends the group text, Dan's got this. And I'm like, what? Interesting fact. Omar, he's worked all week. It's Dolphin season. He doesn't take any days off. Alejandro Solana hasn't even been in the country all week. He's been in Uruguay.
Dude.
Brendan Tobin took off Friday. So two of the three guys have been taking off all week. But game day uncensored is so important that they're coming in for it tomorrow.
Oh, Solana's coming back from Uruguay?
He's coming back from Uruguay. He's going to land at like 4 in the morning. Come on into the radio station and get ready to broadcast live. Just like you and I, Vlad. No sleep. Of course, he's been vacationing. Well, family vacationing for a whole week. But
yeah, I like to work from Uruguay.
He said, man, he loved it. Man, last night he was over the moon about Uruguay. Told me I'd love it. So I'm thinking maybe later on this year when the heat season's over, might have to make a little trip out to Uruguay. Maybe, of course, you know, make a stop in Colombia for obvious reasons. Not a reason. Reasons, Vlad. Telepathic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Reasons, plural. Plural?
Watch out for those speed bumps.
Let's not get off the tracks too much. I mean, my deliriousness after I told you that what is it, The Golden Bachelor? My friend Seth just texted me, watch out for the sequel to The Golden Bachelor. It's called The Golden Shower. I almost called it The Golden Shower. I told you The Golden Bachelor is a comedy to me, so maybe it's the deliriousness speaking right now. If you're watching me on Twitch and YouTube, you know. Ooh. Nonetheless, let's not get off track too much. You feel as though tomorrow night's Dolphins-Eagles game is a statement game for both teams. Don't you feel that way, Vlad? You think the Eagles don't have something to prove? Like, a lot of people this season have been saying, we're not playing up to our standard. We're not that good. We're going to be a disappointment. That's their chance to say, we're still here.
It is a... yeah, both teams are what? 5-1, right?
Yep. Both teams 5-1.
And the Eagles just suffered their first loss. They don't want to have a two-game losing streak, and then they're
not at home.
Everybody start really going crazy.
What's wrong with this team? Jalen Hurts doesn't have it.
And here's the other reason why is because the team that they're really going against, which is the San Francisco 49ers, they play Monday night, and if they win, they can solidify it as being the best team in the NFC. You don't want to lose because you lose. If you're the Eagles, you only have a half-game lead on the Cowboys, who everybody was, you know...
Panning,
dumping on after they lost to the Niners, after they gave up 42 points to the Niners and got blown out. But they won on Monday night against the Chargers. They're on their bye. For the Dolphins, the Dolphins is to see... if you know everything that's happened through that Sunday because you'll be playing... last.
Yes, sir.
So you'll know if the Chiefs lose to the Chargers, which can happen. If they, you know, then the Dolphins can, with a win over the Eagles, have number one spot throughout the whole AFC. So now you're 6-1 with a game against Kansas City in a neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Kansas City. Guess what, guys? You
basically like three games up on them.
But not only that, you control your destiny. And if you control your destiny, home field advantage.
That you need that home field advantage.
That means if you can win out, you don't have to leave South Florida at all. Everybody has to come to Miami.
Huge advantage for this team.
With that speed, and you know how the weather is in January. It's kind of, you know, still hot.
Hot enough.
Still hot. Especially if you're from a cold-ass place, you're going to catch cramps. It's an important game to establish to the national media, to the everybody, all the NFL fans out there that This is not hype. This is not speculation. This is actual facts. This is a really good contending team. And it will solidify a lot of players' positioning in individual awards, solidify coaches and coaching awards, because I think everybody's starting to love Mike McDaniel all across the country now. They've done a story about him. I think on Amazon Prime, they did a story about him. He had an interview with Carissa Thompson. They talked about the hat, how the hat, a Charlotte Hornets autograph hat being lost, helped him meet his future stepfather. So it's, you know, you're starting to know a little bit more about this team, and you're starting to, the national media is starting to like this team a lot. And if they're winning, and they win convincingly tomorrow night, I think that Dolphin hype is going to be at an all-time high.
Right, and this is what I say, and I am a Dolphins fan, but I hear some Dolphins fans, we don't get our respect. We don't get our proper respect. Well, this is your chance to go out there and earn that respect.
You win, you will.
So far, let's be honest, looking from the outside in, if you're not a Dolphins fan, if you're just a casual fan, what respect, how much respect have you earned? You had a good season last year. You made the playoffs. You didn't win a playoff game. You've only played one winning team this year. You got blown out by them, and then you've blown out some bad teams. Not saying you're not a good team, and I think the rest of the media is giving you the respect that you are a good team. But have you earned that much respect? Philadelphia has gone all the way to the Super Bowl. We know what Patrick Mahomes has done. Those teams earned that respect. This is one of those games for the Miami Heat to go out there and earn that respect. Because trust me, the Dolphins, Miami Heat, the Dolphins win tomorrow, they're going to get that respect all next week.
They'll get, I think a lot of the media, I think a lot of the national public wants to give Miami the respect. Who doesn't want to come to South Florida?
Right.
Who doesn't want to come to South Florida? You're talking about interesting personalities. It's gotten to the point that they've beaten up Tua so much that you got to the point where it was like, there's nothing you can say about him no more. The guy's just, he's proven it. He's proven time in, time out, his resiliency. He's proven the naysayers wrong. He's proven me wrong. So it's like, all right, enough about them. Oh, they got a Jalen Waddle. Oh, they have personality. They have players that you want to know about.
Yeah, fun team to watch. Fun team to watch.
You have a coach, right. Now they're a fun team to watch. Oh, wait a minute. What? Oh, Dolphins, fun. Miami, South Beach, fun. Oh, I definitely want to come down here.
Lots of highlights to talk about. It's a lot. But I'll tell you this. The Dolphins need to do this right now. We want our respect. We're going to go out there and get our respect. And how better to do it? Number one, beat Philadelphia, national TV, only game on, 8:20, Sunday night. Then in a couple of weeks, reverse it, 9:30 a.m. in Germany, only game on, against the Super Bowl champs, Kansas City.
And here's the other
beat
one.
Them. You get your respect.
You, and you have a lot of okay, you're going to – you know the Raiders game.
It's going to be a tough one, too. I expect that one to be
but
up and tuck.
You're talking about two famous franchises.
Very famous franchises.
Who's had unbelievable battles.
We've had some great
They'll
battles
show
in the back.
Okay, and then later on the year, Cowboys Dolphins,
huge Christmas Eve.
That's gonna be
4:20.
That's gonna be a nationally televised game.
Game of the week.
So you win. You got games against
and
these
then you
big
got another
prominent
chance
teams
at the very end of the year.
And then
Buffalo for the AFC East possibly.
Okay, so you have opportunities to show. The last season you didn't have. Last season when you did have a big game, you didn't play well on Sunday night against the Chargers. That was a bad game for you guys, and then. Obviously, the other national televised game I think you did have was
Green Bay got us on Christmas Day,
right? And then, but the other two times, you know, the quarterback got a concussion,
right? Cincinnati, well,
Cincinnati
that was a Thursday
and,
night
and
game.
Then Green Bay, I mean, we found out later on after that, but yeah. But now you won against New England, which was Week 2, big division
that
win.
That was a national game,
nationally televised game. They saw. People saw the excitement. You saw the great celebration that Tyreek had. They did the what that movie with Chris Brown and
Step It Up or Drumline.
No, it wasn't Drumline. It was one of those. I forgot what it was.
I remember the movie. They were dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chris Brown got killed with a rock.
Yeah,
or something
Chris Brown
like
got
that,
killed. His brother and all of that. Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
Dancing Up.
Columbus Short. Megan Good. That one.
Step It Up. Step Into the Streets.
Whatever. I forgot. I'm old.
Down it
I'm
out.
Getting old. I'm getting old.
I saw the movie, though. I saw the movie. I like how they went from a battle dance to an actual fight to the death. We really need to look at the plot of that movie. Nonetheless, okay. But this is your chance to get respect. You've got ample
opportunities.
Right,
but you did that. You
ample
did that.
Opportunities
you,
now.
You had ample. Now you have ample opportunity right now to show Stomp the Yard. That was it. That was Stomp the Yard. That was it. I had to get that movie right. So then, boom. You did that. You beat New England. But New England is not the team that anybody expected.
They're 1-5.
Right? That we've come accustomed to know. Now, this is the game. Sunday night, 5-1 Eagles, 5-1 Dolphins. You can't ask for a better game. This is the best game in this Week 7 schedule. And you have it. NBC has it. Sunday night. That means Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth. All eyes on you.
Dolphins have an opportunity this year not only to defeat the NFC champions, but also the Super Bowl champions. The two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year. In very close proximity. Just saying, you want that respect? Let's go out there and get it. Let's get to the headlines. Panthers, they play the Canucks tonight at 7 o'clock. Amerant Bank Arena. That is game 2 at Amerant Bank Arena during the regular season. I expect another W tonight. Tua Tagovailoa took that job from Jalen Hurts, sent him off to Oklahoma. They renew their friendship/rivalry tomorrow night. 8:20. Philadelphia is still catching 2 points because they are the home team.
Okay. Yeah, but if they catch 2 points, you automatically get 3. That means in a neutral site, Miami would be favored.
Okay, I'm not playing on a neutral site, so
that's what I'm saying. So that they basically say Miami's a better team than the Eagles.
That's why we play the game. We'll see. I think they are. I think the Dolphins are. But, man, I will give Philadelphia credit. Their fans are passionate. Sometimes for better or for worse, their fans are passionate.
It can get nasty out there.
Speaking of a guy who's nasty, Jeremy Shockey.
Dual shock power.
He's tonight's honorary captain for the Canes-Clemson game. 8 o'clock kickoff. 4 o'clock pregame right here on 560 WQAM. The Heat fell to the Rockets 110-104 last night. Season officially opens up Wednesday, 7:30 against the Pistons. Kim Ng turned down the vacated Boston Red Sox GM job. Simply said, I'm not showing up for an interview. It's turned out that her and Bruce Sherman just did not see eye to eye on a lot of things, not just with players, but also some of the personnel behind the scenes. That's just part of the reasons we're hearing now that Kim Ng did not except the one-year extension that was offered to her by the Miami Marlins. I think a lot went into that. I don't know. I think it was a little bit of both, Vlad. I think Kim Ng didn't like the direction and what Bruce Sherman wanted to do, but also I think Bruce Sherman looked at it like this. Now, I believe Kim Ng is great. I'm really sad to see her go, but she was here 3 years. The first 2 years, I'll be honest, there were some growing pains. Let's be honest about that. But last year was a home run, pardon the pun. And I think maybe Bruce Sherman was saying, like, well, we're not going to give you this huge extension because 2 out of the 3 years weren't the greatest. Last year was good. We need to see more. Give us another year. Kim Ng said, you know what? This is too much of a headache. I'm out of here.
How many times have they made the postseason?
In their illustrious history?
With Kim there?
Oh, just one. 1 out of 3 years. Yeah.
1 out of 3 years. Okay.
Last year was a great ride, man. She pushed all the right buttons. Love it. Speaking of baseball, Diamondbacks. They even their series with the Phillies at 2, winning 6-5 last night. They play again tonight at 8. The Astros, what a comeback. I thought they were dead in the water, down 2-0 in the series. They've now won 3 in a row. They won last night in a thriller, 5-4 against the Rangers. There was bench-clearing fights or yelling fights. Jose Altuve coming in clutch in the top of the ninth. Series is 3-2. Houston looking to close it out tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Speaking of tonight, 6 o'clock, Lionel Messi going to play as Inter Miami finishes out their season against Charlotte FC. Those two teams played to a 2-2 draw this past Wednesday. Wonder what you're going to see tonight. Pull out all the stops. Let's go crazy. Neither team can really make the playoffs. Why not?
Wait, I thought Charlotte already made it.
Oh, Charlotte's already in?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was decision day and they were on the outside. Okay.
No. You know what? They are on the outside. They. You know, I'm sorry. I'm mistaken because they were when they were leading against Inter because of the when they were leading they had the goal differential and they were in, but then they did tie, so the game ended in a tie. So yes, this is decision day for them. That to me means they're gonna be going all out.
Yeah, they're leaving. Gonna pepper Drake Callender.
Yeah, but that means they will leave themselves open for counters. So I do expect a high scoring game. Hey, let's play spoiler, man. Let's play spoilers for Charlotte.
there's a lot to like with this Inter-Miami team next year. Number one, with Messi and the guys
that have come. A full season of Messi?
They're not going to be spotted dead last place in the MLS. That's true. But you got Lionel Messi, Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, Leo Campana. We know he's a great goal scorer. You've got Facundo Farias. He has been a great addition, 19-year-old from Argentina. He has been fantastic. Gregory's going to be coming back. He's now back from the injury, but he missed most of the season with that. Josef Martinez hopefully coming back. Tata Martino going to be managing. And, oh, yeah, by the way, one of the all-time great legends of Uruguay, Luis Suarez, talking about he really wants to come to Inter-Miami, and Inter-Miami is not denying that they're trying to get him. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So go ahead and pay that double the price for season tickets next year. Might be worth it over there at Inter-Miami. And trust me, they're doubling prices. Reports
absolutely are
true. I have friends that own the tickets. It is true. Speaking of true, prep star Booker Pickett Jr. has committed to the U. He's a four-star edge rusher from the Tampa area. More firepower for Mauricio Cristobal. Just keep making some good decisions. Speaking of making good decisions and getting some firepower, are you on a level of 0 to 10, Vlad, how surprised are you at this next headline? Coach Prime and Colorado have landed a top four quarterback in Antoine Hill Jr. The Georgia prep star was considering Georgia, Alabama, FSU, and LSU to name a few.
I'm not shocked. I'm so happy for him. Now we just got to get some big boys.
Are you going to say 0 to 1?
Never doubt.
How about zero? So you're going to say zero?
Not even a zero. I'm not even giving you a percentage. Like,
there's a lot to break down.
There's breathing, and I knew that was going to happen.
You knew he was going to get some big-time recruits. Not only did you know he was going to get some big-time recruits, you knew he was going to get them from places that normally wouldn't go to people from places that normally wouldn't go to Colorado, like a guy from Georgia who has the Georgia Bulldogs and Florida State calling, and LSU and Alabama says, nah, I want to go have fun. And you know what? I don't blame him. It's going to be fun to play for Colorado.
Bro.
It's fun.
Let me tell you this.
It's fun
right
to
now.
Watch Colorado.
I low key would love a Miami-Colorado bowl game.
That'd be fantastic.
I think that might, because if either one of those teams have three losses, I'm hoping Colorado could win out. That loss to Stanford last
that
week
was
bad. Just as bad as the kneel down loss. But anyway, a Miami-Colorado game would be great. It would be great just because then, you know, you have a lot of eyes on Miami, obviously a lot of eyes on Colorado, and you can win. You can start showcasing yourself to the national audience out there. So, yeah.
It's Swag U versus the new Swag U. With that being said, let's swag into the day spa. People are mad at a woman who on TikTok cooks by using tampons because she says they soak up grease and juices.
No, we're not doing that.
I don't see what the issue is.
I don't want to see a tampon.
They're clean. They're sterile.
Okay, I don't want to see nothing, no tampon soaking up nothing.
So you're saying you go over to a bad one's house and she's cooking and she's like, oh, I have a cooking hack to keep grease, you know, at a minimum. And she shows you that, you're out?
That's supposed to stop something else.
Oh, we were talking about possibly the Canes. Well, go ahead.
A different type of sauce. That's what's supposed to stop, okay?
I'm not going
to
go any deeper.
Okay.
Pardon the pun. I'm not going any deeper than that.
All right.
We were talking about possibly how nice it would be to have Colorado play the U in a bowl game. But what do the U need to do? What do they need on this team? We're going to get into that next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. Live 60 Sports WQAM. It is a fun Sunday with my cousin Vladimir Louison. I am Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias at Vlad2078. We post clips, we post thoughts, we post fun all over the place. Hopefully there's going to be fun for everyone all over the place in Hard Rock Stadium tonight as Clemson comes to town. Kickoff's at 8 o'clock.
Hey, can the weather be nice?
Oh, you shouldn't have said anything. It's supposed to be
no,
nice.
No, because last time... I'm
it
sorry. 2 weeks
South
ago,
Florida.
it was a beautiful day, and then right leading up to kickoff, started raining.
It's always nice when the Canes win, though, so get that going. But yeah, it can be nice tonight. It'll be nice. Look, it's nice. Although in South Florida, it can be nice 1 minute and rain the next. What have been your biggest concerns with the Canes so far this year? What do they need to clean up? A lot of people are saying the offensive line needs to get a little bit stronger, although Francis Malagoa has been great. And then the defensive backs, they just have not been the same. At least last game, they weren't the same since that Georgia Tech. Cam Kitchens, I know he's fighting some injury stuff and everything. But it seems like the DBs and the offensive line just really have just not really gotten over the hump this year.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like as if, Dan, right after the bye, I don't want to say it's not a recognizable team, but it's just not the same team that you saw before the bye. Because before the bye, I'm thinking, wow, these guys, look at this offensive line. This is like one of the best offensive line in the country. They're strong. Like, they got bookends. Like, yeah, this is an old line that this is a Mario Cristobal offensive line. This kind of starting to resemble some of the offensive lines he had at Oregon. And then now, I don't know if the quality of competition stepped up the minute they got into the ACC conference, the ACC play. It's just a different looking team, a little bit more mental mistakes, unnecessary penalties, taunting penalties, like stuff like that. I can understand the struggles off the – I don't like it, but after a bye, I can understand just getting your rhythm back. I'm more upset with the second half of last week because –
They were playing well.
Leading by three, and they could have been. We're taking that they had a turnover, a touchdown taken away from them because of a turnover. They fumbled the ball at the goal line, and then there was a near safety that they should have had.
Yeah.
It was like all these plays that were going against UM, and then you looked at it, you're like, wait a minute, it's 17-14 going into the half. Like, they're still leading. So it's like, okay, this team is showing me something. And in the second half, turnovers, stupid penalties, just mistakes.
That's what I'm saying. I think the talent's there. I think the skill is there. I think the psychological aspect of the game's a little tough on them right now. They're a little shook. That Georgia Tech game got them. The break got them. Them not having it as easy in the ACC as they've been having it against some of the lesser opponents kind of got them. The brain is a very strong muscle.
It is. It is. You're right. But aren't you thinking to yourself, and I think every fan going into halftime is thinking, okay, this team's showing you something. They're showing you that they have resiliency, that they're not allowing the ending of the Georgia Tech game affect them because I don't think they outplayed North Carolina for 30 minutes, but
they were right there.
They weren't outplayed. It wasn't like nothing crazy. No, they went in the game, and they had the lead, and you're going in the second half. You're like, okay, good. We have a chance to win the game on the road, and that would have been a big win.
Whew.
And it would have really – it would have been a statement win, saying that we understand what happened the week prior. We're over it. We came back and beat a very good North Carolina team. Drake May is – he's that dude.
Yeah,
he's that
great
dude, and they got some weapons.
And North Carolina, let's not take anything away from them. They're a great team. They're undefeated for a reason. I don't think they vastly outplayed the Hurricanes. I think the Hurricanes beat themselves more than anything, which leads to what Papa is saying in the YouTube live stream and what a lot of people have said. Mario Cristobal, a great coach, just maybe not the best game day coach, which I don't know if I totally understand that, because if you know that you're not the greatest in one area, you're going to try to find other people to help you in an area. So if you're not the greatest recruiter, you know what you go out and do. You get assistant coaches and other guys that are girls that are really good at recruiting. Same thing. If you know you're a great recruiter and you're a good motivator, but you're not a great X's and O's guy or a great game day coach, you got to get guys around you that are good game day coaches. It's just, I think, they made that one mistake and it just kind of got in their head against Georgia Tech. And it's only one game. Now, you go out there and you play good and you beat Clemson for the first time since, 2010? It was the last time that we were able to defeat Clemson in a game. You go out there and now everything seems a little bit better. Like I said, you made one mistake against Georgia, two mistakes, but really one major mistake against Georgia Tech. You got beat by a top 10 ranked undefeated team on the road. You beat Clemson. You're okay. That's going to happen. It's a long season. And let's be honest, We're not where we want to be yet. I know everybody wants to say, oh, we're paying Mario Ball, Chris Ball a ton of money. He's getting all these five stars. We should be in the national playoff, you know, contention right now. We're not there yet. Can we be honest with that, Vlad? We're not one of those teams yet.
No.
We're not.
No, but you wanted to see how this team was going to be, especially going into after the bye. And the fact that you're the only team in the ACC, well, other than Duke, that was going to face both North Carolina and Florida State. And you were facing them on the road. So you had a chance to, with that Georgia, if you had beaten Georgia Tech, going to that game, it would have been 5-0, I believe. It would have been 5-0 going into against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, now, if you lose the way you do to Carolina, but you had beaten Georgia Tech,
you're
all right, because you're looking at the game. Just a couple things we got to clean up. We were there. We had the lead against them.
We beat ourselves a little bit.
Right. You're looking at that loss to North Carolina a little bit different. But that loss comes on the heels of the loss to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at everything, you know, through a magnifying glass. You're looking at everything because you're like, what's going on here? Because what the feeling that you had 3 weeks ago is not the feeling you have right now.
And the first couple of games, you were clean. You were playing well. Like I said, not ACC. That's part of the thing. But it seems like you made that one mistake and things have just kind of started to spiral. You were sloppy against North Carolina at times. But yet you were still in the game. So that's what I'm saying. I think the physical and the talent is where it needs to be for where it is now. It's not where we want it to be. It's getting there. But also the mental right now. This is where the coaches really need to do their job and get these guys mentally in the right space, especially against Clemson. Get a big win tonight against, even though it's a team that's not a typical Clemson team that we've gotten used to over the past decade, a very good Clemson team, a team that should have beat Florida State if it weren't for them fumbling, scoop and score, and then the guy missing a field goal.
But good teams figure out a way to win.
It's true. Bad teams find ways to lose. Good teams find ways to win. And I've seen it happen a ton of times. I've seen bad teams outplay these good teams. And you're like, how'd they get so lucky? The good team always wins. Because good teams find ways to win, and psychologically, they have a will
that
to
loss
win.
That loss to Florida State so bothers you, huh?
To what?
LSU. Because you keep on saying, Clemson should have beaten Florida State.
No, it still bothers you. I mean, LSU's lost other games since
No,
then.
But you kind of want to, you emphasize that. Clemson should have beaten Florida State. I'm like,
I'll watch the Clemson-Florida State game because I was getting ready to come here and I couldn't party or do anything crazy. So I just kind of, it was the only thing on really. And I watched it and I was like, man, Florida State got away with one right there. But still, yeah, I mean, Tyler Van Dyke hasn't really looked that sharp over the past couple of weeks either. He's made a lot of mistakes. Everybody's just making mistakes. Got to get him in the right headspace. I really think it's the headspace right now. I think if you're at home tonight and you're Miami and you play your game, you are more than capable of beating this Clemson team. But if your head isn't in the right spot, that Clemson team is going to come in and they are going to hand it to you. So you get your head right, and I think you'll be all right. If you start seeing a lot of sloppy penalties, a lot of offsides, a lot of unsportsmanlike conduct, a lot of just bonehead, when I say bonehead, not terrible bonehead plays, but not the smartest plays, you're not in the best space. You've got to start worrying a little bit. If you feel like you're barely hanging on from the very beginning, once again, it's not a good sign.
Help the boys win tonight, man.
Make some noise.
Help the boys win their first home game in Mario's
ACC, yeah.
ACC UM record.
Yeah, I know.
Help Vlad.
Oh, you got a little something going?
Huh? You got a little, yeah.
Sometimes you got to.
I mean, come on. I can't stand the fact that they have the Canes as a 3-point home dog.
3-point home.
That's disgusting.
Dog. All right. I believe in the Canes tonight. I believe they're going to get their head right.
I believe in the. Come on, man.
I believe in the Canes tonight. They're going to get their head right. They're going to be all right. I also said that about last week against North Carolina. Nonetheless.
No, well, you were kind of right. You were so, the first half, you were right.
I was proud of them going into halftime.
I was very happy. Let me tell you this.
Right where they need to be.
And shout out to my boy Big Mike and his son Chris, where we were watching the game. And we were watching the game at a bar. I'm not going to name the bar.
Okay.
But
you're more than welcome.
No, because I come to the realization every time we go to that bar, and for every Canes game, they've gotten their ass kicked.
Oh, they've lost. It's a losing bar.
It's a loser bar. Yeah, it was a losing bar.
Trust me, I go to a lot of loser bars.
So they were struggling, right? And we're like, all right, man, we're about to leave. But they were starting to drive. I'm like, all right, look, man, if they have the lead, if they're leading like 21-7, I said, if they're leading 21-7, we staying for the rest of the game. right? They didn't, but they ended up staying. It was like 17-14. And we started thinking to ourselves, we're like, should we stay for the second half or leave? And like, nah, we already had it in our head that we were going to leave. We should have left. We should have stayed because they were up when we were winning. When we were there, they were winning.
See?
But we left. But that's what it is. Like, it's gotten to the point with the Canes now that you're using superstition to try to help them win.
Are you going to the game tonight?
No, I can't.
You're working. I'm working. You need to go. No, the worst is when you don't watch and your team always wins when you don't watch.
And of course, and you know,
we just can't watch anymore because your team only wins when you watch. When you watch, they lose. When you don't watch, they win.
And of course, it also helps the fact that the station doesn't want to just give us tickets. Like, you know.
Oh, I thought our station.
No, the station didn't even give me a ticket.
Our station doesn't have ACC network. So
all of a sudden now, Clemson was a very warranted ticket. Everybody wanted the Clemson ticket.
Questionable. I'll say questionable.
I'll be right.
No. Let's go to commercial. We'll go to commercial right now. Or maybe he's got a phone call. He wants to. Maybe he's taking bets. He's maybe taking online bets right now. I don't know what Vlad's doing half the time. I will say this. If you see the Canes come out and they look a little shook, or you feel like they're barely hanging on from the very beginning, that is a bad sign. If you see a team come out confident and look like themselves, well, then that is a very good sign.
I'm back.
Okay, I was just checking with you. So the worst superstition, though, good sign, confident Canes team that looks like themselves like they did in that opening game against Miami, Ohio. Bad sign, sloppy, not very confident, feel like they're barely hanging on even though the score is 0-0 early in the game. That is a bad sign for tonight's game. Hopefully we get the good sign Canes feeling themselves, swagging it out, looking good, doing good.
But I love my haters on the Twitch, man. I love Nick T. I love Nick T and JR, man.
I do kind of blame you a little bit.
Now you're blaming me for the loss last weekend because I left.
You knew you weren't supposed to leave the bar. You were winning.
We will never go to that bar.
Talked about it. If you speak it, you got to stick to it, man. Like I said, if I don't watch the Canes tonight and they win, well, then I can't watch them next week because they're going to win again. But if I watch and they lose, then I know that's my fault. Never mind the teams playing each other. That has nothing to do with anything.
They got to win tonight.
Do whatever it takes. Just win the game.
I don't care how you win. Listen.
I just want to get high.
With victory. Yes.
Let's get high on a victory
that's
tonight.
That's the best strand in the world. Victory.
The victory strand. Go to your guy or girl and tell him, I want that victory strand.
I want that
tonight.
Victory strand.
Go to Mario Cristobal if you see him. Anybody out there tailgating, you see him walking by.
Tell him you want to smoke that Clemson pack.
Say, yo, dude, I need that victory strand tonight. That victory. He'll know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
You see a player out there, say, man, you better be smoking from that victory strand tonight. I want to smoke from the victory strand. Do your part. Tell the Canes players, tell the coaches, tell the administrators.
Want that Clemson pack.
You want that Clemson victory strand tonight. That Tiger stuff.
That Tiger strand.
That's what I'm talking about. You let them know. They're not going to look at you like you're crazy. They know. When you tell someone you want that victory strand, you want that Tiger, they'll know.
Not Tiger Bone. Actually, Tiger Bone is good for you.
Okay. I'm just saying. Do your part. Let everybody. You know, if you got posters right now, put them up. Sign them. I want that victory strand. Walk around with it. As you tailgate today, walk around with a sign that says, I want that victory strand. I want to smoke that victory strand tonight. Who's with me? See, that's how you get W's. And that's how you smoke the victory strand. Up next, we're going to do some something or nothing. That victory strand is something. I can't wait to smoke that victory strand tonight. I might even do it before the game's even over. Just to get good mojo into the world.
What time, at 4:20?
Nah, man. I got things to do tonight. I got to focus before I do victory strand and celebrate the Canes' victory. I want to. Here nor there. Something or nothing next. 560 WQAM. Luda! Always enjoy some Ludacris. Always enjoy a little something or nothing where I try to read my own handwriting and Vlad decides whether what I'm talking about is something or nothing. For your own good, for my own good too. Get things started. It has been announced that Rob Gronkowski will be the new host of the L.A. Bowl later this year. Now, if you've never watched the L.A. Bowl, it is the bowl at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, previously hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So it's kind of a bowl, but it also kind of mixes entertainment aspects into the bowl. And they've decided, I don't know, we've talked a lot about bowls today, but they've taken Jimmy Kimmel out, and Rob Gronkowski is going to be in as the host of the L.A. Bowl. Vlad, is that something or nothing?
That's nothing.
Why is it nothing?
I mean, he's the host. What does that mean? What's he going to do? What's going to happen? Is any craziness going to happen at the L.A. Bowl?
Do you like foolishness going on during your football games, or do you like just straight-up football?
I like straight-up football.
I don't mind the Nickelodeon and stuff like that that they do every once in a while.
I don't have kids. Yeah, thank God.
I choose to watch that. I like the Manning Altercast. I actually watch the Manning Altercast.
That's all right. Sometimes, yeah, when Joe and Troy are not doing it for me. But, yeah, I mean, I just want to watch my game, man.
Okay.
I lay my wages. I just want to see me win.
Oh, well, that's different. Duke quarterback Riley Leonard is going to be a true game-time decision. They're going to work him out before the game to make the decision, but it is kind of unlikely that he's going to play. They're already saying that. Is that something or nothing?
Yeah, it's definitely something. If they have any chance of winning
against Florida State.
Against Florida State, it would have to be Riley Leonard because they got to put some points up. And if he's not, I think Florida State wins by double digits.
Is it something that they're saying it's unlikely he's going to play? Maybe trying to throw off Florida State a little bit? Or maybe the gambling community a little bit? And maybe, oh, wow, he really did. He warmed up well.
I mean,
I
think Florida State's going to be ready for them regardless.
Regardless?
Regardless.
So maybe it isn't something at all. It's nothing, Riley Leonard. But you need your firepower, because Duke's good defensive team, very physical defensive team, not the greatest on offense.
Just like a truck, Sergey, I know how to pull out.
Oh, speaking of knowing how to pull out, or maybe not, Britney Spears' memoir, The Woman in Me, is coming soon. Some salacious excerpts have been released. Is that something or nothing?
Is she going to be
slinging them knives, maybe them fake knives? Don't call
those,
the cops.
She's going to swing those novel said, books don't like
the
knives.
Cops. Don't call the cops.
Yeah, it's something.
I'd say it's something.
It's something.
I like the fact that Britney Spears could be on top of the New York Times bestseller list very soon. I'm not going to read it. I'm not big into autobiographies. I know some people, that's their thing. I'm more into, like, fiction. I'm a fiction, classic fiction writer. Hunter S. Thompson.
You don't want to hear the facts about Britney? You don't want to hear her facts?
I can catch the excerpts. Yeah, I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind that. But
you don't want to hear nothing bad about your New Orleans queen, dude.
I mean, she's not from New Orleans, but she's a Louisiana girl.
Yeah, Louisiana.
No. I mean, I know there's plenty bad about her. A lot of women from Louisiana got problems. A lot of women from South Florida got problems. A lot of guys have, you know, problems. I'm not an autobiography person that much. That's some people, that's all they read. Like I said, I like fiction, like Hunter S. Thompson, Charles Bukowski, Jack Kerouac, you know, beat writers, stuff like that. It's just, you know, the memoirs, I mean, reading about people's lives, it's okay. Speaking of lives, Snoop Dogg tells Jimmy Kimmel he has a global weed hookup, except in North Korea. Something or nothing.
Oh, that's something. That's, gosh, I got to travel with Snoop. He has a global weed. That means anywhere in the world he can go to, he's got a weed connect.
He's got a person.
Because I always wonder about, like, you know, those type of celebrities.
Because you can't travel with it. You're red flagged immediately.
Bro, I mean, number one rule, anywhere you go, you always got to know the drug laws in every place you go to.
You can ask a certain WNBA basketball player about not knowing the laws or not knowing what's in your bag.
What up, Britt? So,
Well, two things. Number one, you got to know the laws. Number one, that's the smartest thing. Number two, you got to have a guy or a girl.
Oh, you definitely got to have a girl.
A guy or a girl.
Definitely got to have it. I don't trust the guy.
One that takes one for the team.
Oh, you're talking about that type of person.
Yeah.
You got to have a guy for that.
You got to have someone that's going to take it for the team. Like,
you're going to take it.
It's not going to be pretty, but at the same time, your life wasn't pretty before you were hanging out with me. So, like, things go down. You're the fall guy or girl. The bus gets pulled over. The baggage gets checked. Not only do I say it's you, but you volunteer and say, yeah, officer. That was me. Take me away. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. But you got to have that person. You're being silly if you don't. You should know the laws. And if you got a global connect, then you don't got to worry about that. You always travel clean.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just go hit your person up or their local affiliate.
Nah, that's something for Snoop. That's great to know. That's a great hookup.
I wonder if Snoop would, like, just today be like, you know what? I'm going cold turkey for a week. Would he die? Probably not.
No. Why would we have to die? Why are we going to that end?
I'm just saying, you don't detox
if
and die,
if
right?
If you stop smoking weed, you're not going to just like die instantly.
Well, because I know if you drink every day for like a decade and then you decide just to stop one day, you can't do that. Same thing with heroin. Well, heroin.
Wait, what are we going? Yo, what is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, weed, it won't kill you if you stop cold turkey after like
no,
a decade.
No, it won't. That's it.
Okay, I was
asking. Why are you talking about Errol Flynn and all these other things? Stop.
Carolina Reaper pepper was recently discovered to be the hottest pepper in the world, 3 times hotter than the previous hottest pepper. Is that something or nothing?
Yeah, something. Something I'm not going to eat.
How? What are you going to do with that?
Why would you put that in your mouth?
You can't even touch it. You can't. You can't touch it. You can't cook with it. You can't be in the same room with it. It starts to irritate your eyes. I like spicy food. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I go, if there's wings or whatever available, you know, like some places, I don't know if they have it around here, Vlad, because I haven't had wings and that many wings in South Florida, but some places you can go and get one wing of just like the hottest of hot. Like, they'll let you sample one or let you buy one wing and be like, yo, I want the devil's sweat.
Why would you do that to your insides?
Because you want to see a hot and you want to test yourself. So I'll be like, yo, I need 10 super hot, another 10 911, and let me get one center of the earth.
No.
You take that center of the earth, give it a little bite. See what happens.
I will say this. If I ever got to the point where I'm doing the... What's that that game show with the guy on YouTube where he puts a dab on a wing?
Oh, yeah.
That I would do that.
Okay.
I'll do that.
I like spicy food.
Because, you know, he's asking you questions and you're trying to read and you're also getting good wings at the same time. So, you know, can't beat that. I mean, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. But, no, I wouldn't put – why would you want it the hottest of the hottest? Why would you? Why?
Take you to another level.
What level?
Hot level.
Volcanic level?
Yeah.
I'm not a volcano.
I know, but then now you know where the threshold is, so now you can kind of take it from there.
Oh, what's the next step there, Kuzan? What's the next step?
Take a step down. Or
what's the next step? I'm gonna walk on fire?
People have done that. People like to test themselves. Speaking of food, though, testing yourself, a British man, he recently wolfed down a 3,225-calorie breakfast, including 18 Yorkshire puddings. Is that something or nothing?
He took down 18 Yorkshire puddings?
And it was all and the whole breakfast was 3,225 calories.
Ooh.
One meal.
That boy's about to use the bathroom for a minute.
How many? I mean, would you ever take a calorie challenge like that? Like,
no.
I like a food challenge every once in a while. Like,
I'm all right.
How many wings can you eat a pound burger? Or, you know, just stuff like that. I'm cool. I eat a whole large pizza. Whatever. That's easy. But that's too much, man. What do you do? How does your body process that?
It doesn't. You got to have some herbal essence to help you along the way.
Competitive eating's not for me anymore. But I barely even go to buffets anymore, man. Like, I to say barely, never go to buffets
anymore.
I would never,
you know, Stand By Me is the reason why I'll never do competitive eating. The movie Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Come on, man. That's too much pie, man.
A woman demands that the bride-to-be invite her and her dog to the wedding because the dog is family. Something or nothing.
I don't know where I fall on this.
I think we both fall in the same place.
I don't know where I fall
you
on
this. You ain't bringing no nasty dog to my wedding.
Well, what size is the dog?
I don't know, man. It don't matter.
If it's a small dog.
Or one of those little frou-frou.
If it's a small dog, cool. But if it's a, you know, if it's a big dog, I don't know about that. I don't want no dog pooping down the aisle.
Last but not least, a woman sends a male friend an innocent picture on her cell phone, but due to an optical illusion, it ends up being an X-rated shot of her hoo-ha. Looks like an X-rated shot.
Hold on.
Something or nothing.
Hold on. Oh, it's a whole.
I've seen the picture.
It's something.
I've seen the picture.
So a lady friend sent her male friend a picture.
No. Just a platonic friend.
Yeah. A lady friend sent her male friend
a picture of
herself.
Yeah.
And just a regular picture.
Right. And there seemed to be some type of optical illusion.
So she sent the picture with the optical illusion.
She didn't. It just happened to be the way the light fell made it look like her crotch was exposed in the picture.
The way the light fell.
Yeah, it was an optical illusion. She didn't mean to do it. She sent an innocent picture. And now this guy's getting mixed messages because she didn't mean it, but because of the way the light fell, there was an optical illusion where she was showing the goods.
Nah, I think she wanted him to be. Yeah, I think she wants him to be his special lady.
Her she hedged her bets. We're like, oh my god,
nah, bro, that nah, ain't no optical illusion. She knew what she was doing.
I don't know. She said it was innocent.
She was trying. She was convert. That was a convert. Low key. That was a low key move by her.
That's kind of a cheap move, right there.
Very. Like,
if you're gonna send it, send it.
But you're gonna send.
You're not gonna send it.
You're sending some optical illusion. Yeah, what is
it? And then if it doesn't work out, be like, well, I didn't even mean to. That's because the way the light fell.
Some AI.
If you want to send it, send it.
Don't, optical illusion.
Don't send it.
So it's an optical illusion of her private
part. Another thing is, if we're friends, don't send me pictures of yourself. Like, Vlad, you and I don't send pictures of ourselves at events and doing things. She was doing. That's what I'm saying. She was doing dirty work.
No, bro, you're not sending. You're sending pictures to the opposite sex.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't send pictures to anybody.
You're trying to. Come on, man.
Like, I take pictures of, like, my bunnies and beers that I'm drinking.
A girl is not sending a picture to a friend.
There was no optical illusion.
There was no optical illusion.
That
she
was
went, yeah, that was she was shooting her shot.
Welcome to the promised land.
There it is.
Gonna finish things out this next hour. Get you ready for Canes. Clemson Tigers next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
/ tickets and go Canes.
Here's something you won't hear from another jeweler. Right now, when you buy a diamond at Diamonds Direct, we'll give you a free gold setting for it. Yes, a 14-carat.
Luda! Always enjoy some Ludacris. Always enjoy a little something or nothing where I try to read my own handwriting and Vlad decides whether what I'm talking about is something or nothing. It's for your own good. It's for my own good, too. Get things started. It has been announced that Rob Gronkowski will be the new host of the L.A. Bowl later this year. Now, if you've never watched the L.A. Bowl, it is the bowl at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, previously hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So it's kind of a bowl, but it also kind of mixes entertainment aspects into the bowl. And they've decided, I don't know, we talked a lot about bowls today, but they've taken Jimmy Kimmel out, and Rob Gronkowski is going to be in as the host of the L.A. Bowl. Vlad, is that something or nothing?
That's nothing.
Why is it nothing?
I mean, he's the host. What does that mean? What's he going to do? What's going to happen? Is any craziness going to happen at the L.A. Bowl?
Do you like foolishness going on during your football games, or do you like just straight-up football?
I like straight-up football.
I don't mind the Nickelodeon and stuff like that that they do every once in a while.
I don't have kids.
Yeah,
thank God.
I choose to watch that. I like the Manning Altercast. I actually watch the Manning Altercast.
That's all right. Sometimes, yeah, when Joe and Troy not doing it for me. But, yeah, I mean, I just want to watch my game, man.
Okay.
I lay my wages. I just want to see me win.
Oh, well, that's different. Duke quarterback Riley Leonard is going to be a true game-time decision. They're going to work him out before the game to make the decision, but it is kind of unlikely that he's going to play. They're already saying that. Is that something or nothing?
Yeah, it's definitely something. If they have any chance of winning
against Florida State.
Against Florida State, it would have to be Riley Leonard because they got to put some points up. And if he's not, I think Florida State wins by double digits.
Is it something that they're saying it's unlikely he's going to play? Maybe trying to throw off Florida State a little bit? Or maybe the gambling community a little bit? And maybe, oh, wow, he really did. He warmed up well.
I mean,
that can happen.
I think Florida State's going to be ready for them regardless.
Regardless?
Regardless.
So maybe it isn't something at all. It's nothing, Riley Leonard. But you need your firepower because Duke's good defensive team, very physical defensive team, not the greatest on offense.
Just like a truck, Sergey, I know how to pull out.
Oh, speaking of knowing how to pull out or maybe not, Britney Spears' memoir, The Woman in Me, is coming soon. Some salacious excerpts have been released. Is that something or nothing?
Is she going to be
slinging them knives, maybe them fake knives? Don't call
those,
the cops.
She's going to swing those novel said, books don't, like, don't like call the knives.
The don't call the cops.
Yeah, it's something.
I'd say it's something.
It's something.
I like the fact that Britney Spears could be on top of the New York Times bestseller list very soon. I'm not going to read it. I'm not big into autobiographies. I know some people, that's their thing. I'm more into, like, fiction. I'm a fiction, classic fiction writer. Hunter S. Thompson.
You don't want to hear the facts about Britney? You don't want to hear her facts?
I can catch the excerpts. Yeah, I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind that. But
you don't want to hear nothing bad about your New Orleans queen, dude.
I mean, she's not from New Orleans, but she's a Louisiana girl. Yeah,
Louisiana.
No. I mean, I know there's plenty bad about her. A lot of women from Louisiana got problems. A lot of women from South Florida got problems. A lot of guys have, you know, problems. I'm not an autobiography person that much. That's some people, that's all they read. Like I said, I like fiction, like Hunter S. Thompson, Charles Bukowski, Jack Kerouac, you know, beat writers, stuff like that. It's just, you know, the memoirs, I mean, reading about people's lives, it's okay. Speaking of lives, Snoop Dogg tells Jimmy Kimmel he has a global weed hookup, except in North Korea. Something or nothing.
Oh, that's something. That's, gosh, I got to travel with Snoop. He has a global weed. That means anywhere in the world he can go to, he's got a weed connect.
He's got a person.
Because I always wonder about, like, you know, those type of celebrities.
Because you can't travel with it. You're red flagged immediately.
Bro, I mean, number one rule, anywhere you go, you always got to know the drug laws in every place you go to.
You can ask a certain WNBA basketball player about not knowing the laws or not knowing what's in your bag.
What up, Britt? So,
two things. Number one, you got to know the laws. Number one, that's the smartest thing. Number two, you got to have a guy or a girl.
Oh, you definitely got to have a girl.
A guy or a girl.
Definitely got to have it. I don't trust the guy.
One that takes one for the team.
Oh, you're talking about that type of person.
Yeah.
You got to have a guy for that.
You got to have someone that's going to take it for the team. Like,
he's going to take it.
It's not going to be pretty, but at the same time, your life wasn't pretty before you were hanging out with me. So, like, things go down. You're the fall guy or girl. The bus gets pulled over. The baggage gets checked. Not only do I say it's you, but you volunteer and say, yeah, officer. That was me. Take me away. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. But you got to have that person. You're being silly if you don't. You should know the laws. And if you got a global connect, then you don't got to worry about that. You always travel clean.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just go hit your person up or their local affiliate.
Nah, that's something for Snoop. That's great to know. That's a great hookup.
I wonder if Snoop would, like, just today be like, you know what? I'm going cold turkey for a week. Would he die? Probably not.
No. Why would we have to die? Why are we going to that end?
I'm just saying, you don't detox
if
and die,
if
right?
You're not going to detox.
He wouldn't be
smoking,
himself.
If you stop smoking weed, you're not going to just, like, die instantly.
Well, because I know if you drink every day for, like, a decade, and then you decide just to stop one day, you can't do that. Same thing with heroin. Well, heroin.
Wait, what are we going? Yo, what is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, weed, it won't kill you if you stop cold turkey after, like,
no,
a decade.
No, it won't. That's it.
Okay, I was
asking. Why are you talking about Errol Flynn and all these other things? Stop.
Carolina Reaper pepper was recently discovered to be the hottest pepper in the world, 3 times hotter than the previous hottest pepper. Is that something or nothing?
Yeah, something. Something I'm not going to eat.
How? What are you going to do with that?
Why would you put that in your mouth?
You can't even touch it. You can't. No. You can't touch it. You can't cook with it. You can't be in the same room with it. It starts to irritate your eyes. I like spicy food. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I go, if there's wings or whatever available, you know, like some places, I don't know if they have it around here, Vlad, because I haven't had that many wings in South Florida, but some places you can go and get one wing of just like the hottest of hot. Like, they'll let you sample one or let you buy one wing and be like, yo, I want the devil's sweat.
Why would you do that to your insides?
Because you want to see a hot and you want to test yourself. So I'll be like, yo, I need 10 super hot, another 10 911, and let me get one center of the earth.
No.
You take that center of the earth, give it a little bite, see what happens.
I will say this. If I ever got to the point where I'm doing the, what's that that game show with the guy on YouTube where he puts a dab on a wing?
Oh, yeah.
That I would do that.
Okay.
I'll do that.
I like spicy food.
Because, you know, he's asking you questions and you're trying to read and you're also getting good wings at the same time. So, you know, can't beat that. I mean, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. But, no, I wouldn't put, why would you want it the hottest of the hottest? Why would you? Why?
Take you to another level.
What level?
Hot level.
Volcanic level?
Yeah.
I'm not a volcano.
I know, but then now you know where the threshold is, so now you can kind of take it from there.
Oh, what's the next step there, cousin?
Take a step down. Take a step down. Or
what's the next step? I'm gonna walk on fire.
People have done that. People like to test themselves. Speaking of food, though, testing yourself. A British man, he recently wolfed down a 3,225 calorie breakfast, including 18 Yorkshire puddings. Is that something or nothing?
He took down 18 Yorkshire puddings,
and it was all the whole breakfast was 3,225 calories.
Ooh.
One meal.
That boy's about to use the bathroom for a minute.
How many? I mean, would you ever take a calorie challenge like that? Like,
no.
I like a food challenge every once in a while. Like,
I'm all right.
How many wings can you eat a pound burger? Or, you know, just stuff like that. I'm cool. I eat a whole large pizza, whatever. That's easy. But that's too much, man. What do you do? How does your body process that?
It doesn't. You got to have some herbal essence to help you along the way.
Competitive eating's not for me anymore. But I barely even go to buffets anymore, man. Like, I to say barely, never go to buffets anymore.
I would never, you know, Stand By Me is the reason why I'll never do competitive eating. The movie Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Come on, man. That's too much pie, man.
A woman demands that the bride-to-be invite her and her dog to the wedding because the dog is family. Something or nothing.
I don't know where I fall on this.
I think we both fall at the same place.
I don't know where I fall
you
on
You ain't
it.
Bringing no nasty dog to my wedding.
Well, what size is the dog?
I don't know, man. It don't matter.
If it's a small dog.
One of those little frou-frou.
If it's a small dog, cool. But if it's a, you know, if it's a big dog, I don't know about that. I don't want no dog pooping down the aisle.
Last but not least, a woman sends a male friend an innocent picture on her cell phone, but due to an optical illusion, it ends up being an X-rated shot of her hoo-ha. Looks like an X-rated shot of her hoo-ha.
Hold on.
Something or nothing.
Hold on. Oh, it's a hoo-ha.
I've seen the picture.
It's something.
I've seen the picture.
So a lady friend sent her male friend a picture.
No. Just a platonic friend.
Yeah. A lady friend sent her male friend
a picture of
herself.
Yeah.
And just a regular picture.
Right. And there seemed to be some type of optical illusion.
So she sent the picture with the optical illusion.
No, she didn't. It just happened to be the way the light fell made it look like her crotch was exposed in the picture.
The way the light fell.
Yeah, it was an optical illusion. She didn't mean to do it. She sent an innocent picture. And now this guy's getting mixed messages because she didn't mean it. But because of the way the light fell, there was an optical illusion where she was showing the goods.
I think she wants him to be his special lady.
Is she hedging her bets? We're like, oh my God.
Nah, bro, that ain't no optical illusion. She knew what she was doing.
I don't know. She said it was innocent.
She was convert. That was a convert low key. That was a low key move by her.
That's kind of a cheap move right there.
Very.
If you're going to send it, send it.
But you're going to send
it. You're not going to send it.
You're sending some optical illusion. Yeah,
and then if it doesn't work out, be like, well, I didn't even mean to. That's because of the way the light fell.
Some AI?
If you want to send it, send it.
Optical illusion.
Don't send it.
So it was an optical illusion of her private part.
Another thing is, if we're friends, don't send me pictures of yourself. Like, Vlad, you and I don't send pictures of ourselves at events and doing things. That's what I'm saying. She was doing dirty work.
No, bro, you're not sending. You're sending pictures to the opposite sex.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't send pictures to anybody.
You're trying to. Come on, man.
Like, I take pictures of, like, my bunnies and beers that I'm drinking.
A girl is not sending a picture to a friend.
There was no optical illusion.
There was no optical illusion. She was shooting her shot.
Welcome to the promised land.
There it is.
Going to finish things out this next hour. Get you ready for Canes. Clemson Tigers next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
/tickets and go Canes.
Here's something you won't hear from another jeweler. Right now, when you buy a diamond at Diamonds Direct, we'll give you a free gold setting for it. Yes, a 14-carat.